Your weekly sports and fitness coach is back. Welcome to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio.
Hello, sports fans. This is Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3. It is Wednesday, April 22nd, and today I have your final new last episode of Competitive Edge with you. I have really enjoyed being able to talk to you about my passion for health and fitness and sports, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to me as well. So let's jump right into things. Let's talk about your sports update for the week. So your final sports update, since there are no live sports still, is still going to be a kind of a hodgepodge of what's going on, some things I can talk to you about. And right now we're going to hit on the NFL draft. They did a virtual NFL draft this year during the pandemic because obviously for multiple reasons they couldn't do it in person. So the draft will begin tomorrow, April 23rd, and last until April 25th, and they're going to be distributing 255 players among 32 teams, and the Cincinnati Bengals won, well, they didn't win it, they own the overall number one pick, and so they'll be the first team to pick their number one prospect. However, there's some controversy over this. General managers across the league objected to the online virtual draft because they can't pursue their usual medical rechecks and in-person visits or gather together in their war rooms for the event itself. So they're lacking some of the background that they've had in the past, which can be tricky because you don't fully know what the prospect is like in person 100% without some of these parts. But there's no guarantee that physical distancing guidelines will change in the weeks and even months ahead. So they're going to go forward with the online draft. So it'll start tomorrow if you want to pay attention to that. And the league doesn't really have any sympathy for the general managers who were upset about the online draft. Troy Vincent, the National Football League's executive vice president of football operations, said, "We're going to find out exactly where the true talent evaluators are. And this will be an interesting draft because we'll see who's able to pick the true talent without being able to go through all of their usual routines for it and everything. But look it up. You can probably see what's happening tomorrow and stay focused on it, because if that's something new that'll give you entertainment during quarantine, go check it out and see what's happening. Sports teams are still in quarantine, still can't practice, still can't do their team functions. I know for Dominican, all the sports teams are still trying to stay active on their social media. Women's soccer recently posted a video introducing all their pets. Men's soccer has been doing takeovers, and right now they're doing all their senior spotlights, so those seniors can still, for the spring who didn't get their senior game day, not always at night, can still be able to get their closure for the sport as best as possible. So if you want to stay up to date with Dominican sports, go check out their Instagram pages. There's a Dominican sports Instagram page and other pages for all of the different athletic teams. And they're just trying to stay in contact with everyone and see. I know Dominican soccer, women's soccer is going to do a baking thing soon, so stay tuned for that. And on another note, it looks like there may be some hope on when quarantine and shelter in place restrictions will be lifted. Some beaches in Southern California, I know in Ventura, have been opened up, and also in Florida as well. And then other governors are beginning to announce timelines for relaxing strict measures on the coronavirus. Many states are dropping stay-at-home orders beginning May 1st, while several states have not announced anything as well. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has not given a specific date for the end of our stay-at-home order, so hopefully that is soon, but other states have. Alabama's ends May 1st. Texas's is April 30th, I believe. And so hopefully ours will be soon, but we will see. And hopefully that means sports can start soon, so sports fans can watch their online sports again. Live sports again. So fingers crossed, we'll see how this goes. And on another note, last week I talked about the online tournament that MLB players were going to take part in. And so here is the show, the Players League for 2020. It has been happening for a little bit, and I'll give you some highlights, some standings, how well people are doing. Okay, so unfortunately for our Giants fans, Hunter Pence is 8-11 and ranks second to last in his National League West standing. He still has time, but only the top eight make the postseason, so we'll see how that one goes. For our A's fans, Jesus Luzardo is second in his American League West, and he has a record of 9-6, so he is doing pretty darn well. And some other standouts are Blake Snell for Tampa Bay. He is 13-3. Joey Gallo for Texas is 17-3, so he's doing pretty good as well. Those are our top ones. Gavin Lux for the Dodgers is 14-5, so he's a standout as well. But just to catch you up on the rules, the top eight overall make the postseason. The first two rounds of games are best of three, and then the championship round is best of five. So it's kind of similar to their format, but not really. And then their tiebreakers are most runs scored, fewest runs allowed, and then if it's still tied after that, they do a coin flip to determine who takes that spot. But a standout was for Fernando Tatis Jr., for the Padres. He is their 21-year-old shortstop, and he captivated his audience against the Cardinals' Matt Carpenter by hitting seven home runs in one inning. And that would have been crazy if it happened in real life, so maybe he'll carry that over when sports come back. But he was putting on a show, and he also has a lot of enthusiasm and entertainment during his reactions. And there's a lot of yeehaws and, wow, you're so good, man. I'm your number one fan. And he just makes it fun and entertaining for people to watch. So if you're looking for some entertainment, watch one of his games. They're streamed on Twitter. They'll do play-by-plays. I know the San Diego Padres already has up his play-by-play up on their Twitter account. So if you want to look at it, I'd recommend it. It's been some good entertainment during this time. So that's just to catch up on how they're doing. And then on another more sad note, not dealing with sports, but dealing with the pandemic that's going on right now, a lot of universities and colleges are preparing to do online courses until 2021 or working on making smaller class sizes. So the talk from where I'm from for high school is freshmen and sophomore go in the morning, juniors and seniors go in the afternoon, so it's not as many kids in one area. California state schools have talked about postponing their in-person classes until 2021 and will go online until then. I know some of my professors have mentioned Dominican is preparing for the same thing if worse comes to worst, but hopefully since some state have given dates for when their shelter in places will end, hopefully that's not the case and everyone will be able to return to school in the fall. And that has been your sports update for today. I'm going to take a quick time out, but don't worry, I'll be back in 2 minutes. You are listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach. You are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. So now it is time. I've done your sports update. It is time for your last health and fitness trend. And this week, we're going to make it a little fun, a little different, and we're just going to talk about the benefits of working out with others. I know right now, it's hard to do that. You're supposed to stay in your house, supposed to stay with the people you've been quarantined with, but I'm going to give you some creative ideas where you can work around this and work out with others or work out with those that you're quarantined with. So for me personally, I like working out with others than I like working out with myself, because I know when I work out by my own, I don't hold myself accountable for everything I need to get done. But when I work out with my mom or with my friends, I make sure I'm pushing myself as hard as I can and doing everything that I need to do. So at the beginning of quarantine, I wasn't working out as much as I should have, and I wasn't pushing myself as hard as I could because there was no one to hold myself accountable except for me. And I quickly learned, okay, this isn't going to work if quarantine keeps happening for this long. I need to figure it out. So now I have got my workout routine down, and I work out with my mom every day, and we do HIIT workouts. And then when I want to do my weight workout as well, I FaceTime one of my friends and we do the workouts virtually to make sure we're holding each other accountable. And it's more of a fun way to get it done because you're still talking to them and you're still doing the work that you need to do. So for example, I FaceTime one of my friends on the volleyball team at Dominican, and we did one of their volleyball workouts, which was hard and it was different than what I'm used to doing. And it's just another way to push yourself and keep yourself motivated. So for me personally, I know when I work out with others, they hold me accountable, and I'm also having a better time because I can talk to them, I can let loose, and it's a way to spend time with someone without taking more time out of your schedule. You're combining two things that you need to do, working out and hanging out with a friend, and you get to do it together. And during quarantine, it's hard, but some ways you can do that: you can FaceTime any of your friends and work out with them. You can set out a little workout date. You can do a plank date where you guys just plank together. There's so many different things you can do. You can set a time with your friend to work out, and you guys can each pick a workout to do that's like 10 or 15 minutes and combine it. So then you're getting in a 30-minute workout. You'll have fun. You'll push each other and make sure you're working as hard as you can. It's just a good way to stay on top of things and to make sure you're healthy and fit. And also you're getting that social interaction that you're not getting face to face, but you're getting it online, which isn't as beneficial as face to face, but you're still talking to other people instead of the ones you're quarantined with, and getting out there and spending time with your friends. You can set up Zoom meetings. Everyone's using Zoom for work and for school. We're all pros at Zoom by now. You can set up a Zoom meeting and you can do a workout together on there with multiple people. You can do it with your soccer team, your tennis team, whatever you want, or just some friends that you usually work out with, you go to the gym with. Have all of you choose a different workout, and you can do, say there's five of you and five people can pick a different workout. You can do 5 days of workouts and each person leads one each time. That's a fun way to mix things up and still stay focused and hold each other accountable and have a good time while you're working out as well. You can Zoom, you can FaceTime, you can do the group FaceTime where you're talking to multiple people. Working out online, you can include a lot of people, so it's not just if you want to return to some normalcy and work out with the group that you were working out with before. It's such an easy way to do that because our technology makes it so easily available for everyone. But working out with a friend isn't just fun. There's a lot of benefits that have been noticed, and one of them is decreased stress levels. I know for me personally right now as a college student, I'm stressed about school, finals are coming up, I'm worried about staying in shape for my sport and if I'm going to be able to play my sport in the fall. There's a lot of stressors going on right now. And there was a study by Perceived Stress, and they did a survey once every 4 weeks for 12 weeks, and they compared those results to the initial survey, and those who were in a fitness class saw a significant decrease in perceived stress, and stress can cause headaches, anxiety, and even lead to high blood pressure. So they noticed that people who were working out with others in that group fitness class had lower stress levels at the end because they were able to talk with their friends, they were able to let loose, and they were able to have fun as well. It also allows for an increased mental quality of life. So mental quality of life measures your satisfaction with your mental health and not just your mental health itself. And the same study showed that those who were in the fitness class had significant improvement in their mental quality of life. So especially right now during quarantine, mental health is an issue for a lot of athletes and others who are not in their usual daily routine, and exercise helps with that. Exercising with others is also an added benefit to that as well. It increases your social ability. As I stated before, you're working out with others, and this will help you converse and catch up and communicate about things and return to a little bit of normalcy that you don't have right now. But still, if you're doing the usual workout routine that you do with those who you used to work out with all the time, that can help take off some of your stress, relieve your mental health, improve how you picture your mental health, and just your social aspect of life. It can also increase your confidence. And if you're working out with others and you are more of a professional in one of the workouts that you're going to do, that can increase your confidence, and those working out can also learn from you. And it's just a good way to increase your confidence and crush it while you're working out. It makes sure there are fewer skipped workouts. So scheduling a gym session or a workout time online with your friends, make sure you don't back out on it. I know for myself personally, I'll say, okay, I'm going to work out at 2, and then something comes up and I back out of it and I keep pushing it out and then it gets too late. But no, if you schedule a time to work out with someone else, there's no getting out of it. You have to stay with it and continue it. And that's another good beneficial aspect of it. You push yourself harder. I know you don't want to look like you're not trying when you're working out with others. And so when you're working out with them, you push yourself harder than you will before because you want to do it to the best of your ability. And if you work out with someone who's faster or stronger than you, you'll be more likely to test your own limits and push and benefit yourself. You'll try new exercises. If they come with a new different exercise group or idea, you're going to try something new that you're not used to working out with, not used to doing at the beginning. And that's very beneficial as well. You can work out longer as well. So if you're having fun, you know, they always say time flies when you're having fun. And if you're distracted while you're working out, your workout that's supposed to be 20 minutes can turn into an hour and a half because you're not focused on the pain that you're feeling or the exercises that you're doing and all that. You're just focused on having fun and talking to the person that you're working out with. And that's very beneficial as well. You can also recover together. So if you're both sore the next day, you relate to each other, you understand what's going on, and you can make sure you're holding each other accountable on what food you eat and all those benefits as well. Personally, for me, my college soccer coach gave us an assignment on our last team Zoom call. Well, it wasn't an assignment. It was a recommendation because he recommended that we do it, and we have different workout groups, and we are asked if we want to participate to do 4 workouts this week, and each person leads a different workout, and I've enjoyed it because it's a good way to stay in touch with my teammates who I'm not usually talking to all the time, and they each get to choose a new activity to lead and a different type of workout for me to do. So for example, like I could choose a Zumba workout and we could do a dance workout, and then someone else has picked an ab or core workout, and it's just 10 to 15 minutes out of your busy schedule, and you're just talking to them, catching up and staying up to date with how they're doing and making sure they're okay. And it's a good way to check in with your friends and teammates that you don't normally see. I know club teams right now are doing online virtual workouts because they can't do those practices. So my old soccer club has been doing virtual online workouts. So the coach will lead it and they'll tell the athletes what they need to do. And it's just their computer and they're out on the grass with their soccer ball and they're doing their foot skills with their coach. Many other clubs are doing that. It's just a way to stay in touch and still get your workout done and hold everyone accountable as well. And another idea for those who don't want to do online workouts all the time or aren't a big fan of them or just want to do something else, work out with the people who you're quarantined with. I've been working out with my mom, my dad and brother have been working out together, and it's just a fun way to stay connected and do something different than you're used to doing with them every day. It's a good way to make sure I hold my mom accountable and she holds me accountable for staying in shape and getting our health and fitness up to date during this time. And I know we have fun doing it together because we make it enjoyable and time does fly when you're having fun. So my 40-minute HIIT workout that was killer yesterday only felt like it was 50 minutes because I was working out with my mom and I was distracted and I was having fun. And I've noticed the benefits from working out with others. I am not as stressed. I make sure I get my workouts done because if we say we're going to work out at 5, I can't change it. There's someone else who's committed to it and scheduled their day around that workout time, and you're held accountable for it. I know my mom holds me accountable. She'll make sure I'm doing my exercises right. I hold her accountable to make sure she's doing them right. It's just a good way to make sure you're benefiting and pushing yourself. I definitely work harder when I'm working out with others because I want to make sure I'm doing it to the best of my ability and I look like I'm trying. I'm not just standing there and going through the motions. It really does benefit you overall when you work out with others. The same thing goes for my dad and brother. I've noticed that they have more fun and they work out a lot more together because they're pushing each other and they're getting it done and having fun and enjoying their time that they're spending together. So try and work out with those that you're quarantined with. You can go for a run together. One of my teammates, her and her dad, go running together almost all the time. And they recently did like a 9-mile run together, which is insane and super impressive. And you just find different passions that you're not used to knowing about. So doing these exercises and working out together helps benefit you and it holds you accountable and it pushes you further than you think you can be pushed because you're going to have someone who will make sure you're doing everything right. Exercising with others, it's just a great way to keep you motivated. I know a lot of people that I have talked with during this time are struggling to find motivation or a reason to work out. So work out with a friend, see if that helps you, see if that pushes you to get your workouts in that you're should be doing, and it'll make you feel happier and healthier overall. I know for me personally, when I do my workouts on a scheduled routine, I have a much easier time falling asleep, and my mom holds me accountable to make sure we do our workouts together at the same time every day, and that's helped with my sleep schedule during quarantine. I know a lot of college students are struggling with their sleep schedule, so try working out with someone and have them hold you accountable and stay focused on what's going to be happening. So I'm going to take a quick break, but I have a special guest for you when we come back to talk about working out online with others, to give you some of their personal experience and a lot of very beneficial insight on this as well. You are listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3. Don't break a sweat. I'll be back in a few minutes.
step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. She goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I would have stayed up with you all night. Then I'd known how to save a life. Let him know.
Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. So before the break, I talked to you about working out with friends, and we have a special guest today with us. We have Kellis Johnson, the assistant coach for the Dominican women's soccer team. Hi, Kellis. Thank you for being here with us today.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, just staying at home.
Yeah. Okay, so what, besides being the coach for Dominican women's soccer, what other roles do you have as a coach?
At Dominican or in general?
In general.
Oh, in addition to working at Dominican, I am also the director of goalkeeping for Mill Valley Soccer Club. I am the goalkeeper coach at Branson High School. I also run the high school girls goalkeepers for Marin FC, and I have some other stuff, but you don't need to talk about it.
Great. You're a busy, busy person. How are all of the clubs and teams dealing with this pandemic right now and everything being virtual?
Yeah, I think every club and team is, you know, dealing with it differently. You know, high school's out of season, so they're, you know, relying on their clubs probably for training. The club world has at this point mostly gone virtual. I think it's different with every club, but basically we're running sessions with 20 people on Zoom and an instructor or a coach like myself, running an individual session, giving them a demo, having them do it, and really focusing on players' ability to take advantage of self-training and, you know, getting lots of touches on the ball, being very comfortable with the ball at your feet, in addition to improving, like, your agility, fast footwork, anything like that.
Okay, and have you noticed a change? Is it easier to do the online sessions rather than in person, or are the kids responding better?
It's a challenge. I don't think it's easier. I think you lose a layer of interaction, obviously, going virtual. One of them being that for example, I find it a little difficult in order to be the lead speaker, everyone needs to mute themselves. And for them to unmute themselves is like not the easiest thing. So if they have a question, they have to come over to the computer and unmute it and then try it. And if you leave them all unmuted, for example, then no one can hear what the lead person is saying. So I think that like level of communication is a little difficult, but I just give them unsolicited advice constantly now, although as a coach, you do that anyways. So I think you lose that level. And also sometimes the visual part of like seeing someone do it right next to you opposed to over a screen gets a little bit lost. So I would say it's probably harder virtually than in person. Also, it's just not as fun. So you can still train and get your work in and improve yourself. And there are ways to make it fun. It's just not as fun as the real game.
Yeah. And have you noticed the kids that you're working with, do they like seeing each other on screen and working out with their friends or listening to your coaching instructions?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a huge social moment for most of them. Without these trainings, they probably wouldn't be able to connect with their teammates. They could do an organized group, but I think this kind of forces it for them to have a solid social hour, either daily or weekly, depending on which program they're in. And that's vital for all of us to continue to socialize. And while we are hermiting, we can still socialize on Zoom and talk to our friends. And I think the players really enjoy being able to see their teammates also working and trying at the same time. And it's one more piece of motivation for them to do a good job and do it at pace instead of just kind of like, sometimes when you're by yourself working out, your mental motivation, your self-motivation can be a struggle. So for example, if you're doing a drill and who's the first one to 30, you can't really do that when you don't have anyone else around. So if you're doing that on Zoom, it raises your competition and just that piece of motivation within you to do something better and at a higher pace.
And are the practices like able to resemble some bit of normalcy that you guys were doing before, like a routine?
Yes. I think that, well, there's twofold to that. Mm-hmm. I think that they do provide normalcy. There is a routine we're getting into, and the things that we are doing are not things that they are not aware of or like mind-blowingly brand new. But that being said, everything is individualized, so it's not going to resemble everything we used to do, because you can't scrimmage, you can't pass, you can't play 1v1 and take on another person. Some of the ways that I've tried to combat that is asking for a parent or a sibling to join them in training. But again, if that parent and sibling isn't into soccer, it's just not the same. But for all the individual stuff they do, dynamics warm-ups are still a thing. All the technical training would probably be similar to the first like 30, 45 minutes of a training when you're warming up. So most of the training is like extended warm-ups. Unless you have a sibling or a wall.
There you go. Okay, so for you personally, have you been doing workouts online with friends?
Yes. I have another coach at Dominican named Kira Sclercio that I have been doing workouts with, as well as some of my childhood friends. And we'll get on Zoom or FaceTime or House Party or one of the bazillion video apps. I feel like every single one of my friends uses a different one. And we'll choose what kind of workout we want to do. Kira and I like to do a lot of ab workouts together. And it's just a really awesome way to kind of hold each other accountable. And in addition, cheer each other on when you would otherwise probably be like, oh, I can't do this, I'm not going to do it. Or one thing that I've really liked about working with Kira is that she'll bring a couple things to try, I'll bring a couple things to try, and we'll make this like Mod Podge workout and kind of like follow our own way. However, when I work out with my friend Molly, we're following a video online doing yoga, and if, that way we can like ask each other when we don't know what's happening. So it's just like a really good way to continue socializing and feel like you have someone there with you when you might not in your house. Like, I'm with my parents, neither of them work out. So.
Yeah. And have you noticed any like benefits for your mental health or just in general working out with someone else?
Yeah. Personally, the days that I do work out, I feel like I'm way more productive and energized throughout the day. Especially if I'm working out in the evening or in the morning. Sorry. If I work out in the evening, I seem to go to bed earlier because I'm more tired. So just like the production of my day improves. However, I also really like that it mentally makes me feel like I'm not a bum. You know, I think it's vital for your mental health to be moving and going on a walk or doing some sort of workout, just so that, you know, you're not, you know, turning into a sloth. And one thing, I don't know who told me and I don't know where to quote this from, but when you get into like a depressive state, your body doesn't want to do as much things, so you move slower in everything you do. So if you're like working out or doing active things, you're forcing your body to move faster and it fights depression. So in a time where we all could probably really struggle with this isolation, which is a huge, you know, pathway to depression, working out is one way to combat any of that.
Okay. And then are there any like tips or advice you want to give for athletes at home or just people trying to live an overall healthier and fitter lifestyle?
Yeah. For athletes at home, I think it really depends on your sport. But one thing I've told many of our girls at Dominican, when they've been kind of stressing out on ball work versus fitness, and maybe they don't have the time in their class schedules to do both, is a reminder that a lot of the ball work that you do, like a lot of the time you spend on the ball, is fitness. So you can make it fun and creative using the ball. If you don't want to do traditional workouts, there's so many other things out there. And especially for doing it online, it's fun when you try something that you're not used to, because you can laugh with each other and find that peace of mind where you just don't feel insane anymore, that, you know, whatever. And it's a low stress. It's very low stress to try something new with one friend over Zoom, you know. And yeah, I think my biggest advice is just make sure that you keep trying to do something every day.
Okay, that's great. It was a pleasure talking to you, Kellis. Thank you for being here today.
No problem.
And we're gonna take a quick time out. I'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. Just shower, a minute in the hour. Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach. You are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. So, I know the last song isn't normally a song that I would play, but I thought it was very fitting because this is my last radio show. And if you listen to the lyrics, they were saying I cry when I think of letting go, and I just thought that was a good little funny insert dad joke for me to add into my radio show because this is my last one and I'm going to miss talking to you guys every week about health and fitness. I've definitely enjoyed it and I've learned a lot from it. At the beginning, I was very nervous. I didn't think I was going to like it. I didn't think I was going to be able to come up with enough material to talk to you guys about this for an hour, but you know what? I surprised myself. I did it each week and I learned that I like to talk about my passions on the radio, and I've become a much better public speaker and more relaxed talking about it on air. I've really enjoyed being your health and fitness coach for these last 9 weeks, and I hope you've enjoyed it too. Hopefully, some of my listeners have tried the fitness trends that I've given. If not, that's okay. You still have time to try them during quarantine. If you're bored, go out and try them. You have all the time in the world. But I've really enjoyed it, and I hope you guys have as well too. And so our last hour together has come to an end. I want to thank you all for listening, and I've enjoyed talking to you every episode that I've been able to do. There's not a new health and fitness trend next week. I'm sad to say it, but you have heard 9 of them, so you can do those 9 now. But for the last time, thank you for listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach, and don't break a sweat. Well, do break a sweat because I won't be back next Wednesday. Broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. Have a sportstastic week. This is your health and fitness coach.